The spark is still there. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I can't stand the suspense.
The LeBron James free agent saga ends tonight.
Tonight, the NBA's chosen one, LeBron James, chooses who he'll run with on a live ESPN special. A one-word decision stretched into an hour. In New York, it's affected the stock market.
Shares in Madison Square Garden Inc. soared yesterday on speculation LeBron will come here.
In Washington, the White House is interested.
The president still believes that he would look quite good in a Bulls uniform. Yeah.
And even Betty White from the cast of Hot in Cleveland is offering him her room key.
He's the best basketball player on the planet.
LeBron, please stay.
I'll make it worth your while.
And all of this has pundits asking, what's wrong with us that we even care where LeBron James plays? Nothing's wrong with us. We're just hungry for evidence that the lights are coming back on. We're Americans. We cling to the hope that we're all going to be rich. And lately, that's been looking impossible, unless you're with Goldman Sachs. But the LeBron story is evidence that, yes, it can still happen, especially if he signs with New York.
He has a chance of being a billion-dollar man if he comes to New York over a lifetime.
It shows there's still an economic spark there somewhere. It's the novelty of seeing someone who actually has a choice of well-paid jobs with full benefits. Plus, what else is on TV tonight? I'll tell you, a CSI repeat and So You Think You Can Dance. Oh, and an Antiques Roadshow repeat on PBS. Oh, yeah, and the Oil Spill Channel. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.